It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado certifies this year's general election results today, and some Republican state lawmakers want Democratic House Speaker to form a special committee on election integrity. They want an independent audit of the Dominion voting systems used in the state. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Eight state lawmakers say it's imperative to restore confidence in the election process. Colorado already conducts audits to double-check the tallies from scanning machines against the actual votes on the original paper ballots. The head of the state's Republican Party, county clerks from both parties, and the Democratic Speaker of the State House have all pushed back on any suggestion that there was widespread voter fraud in the state and vouched for the system's accuracy. Former Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams says, quote, "One of the great things about Colorado's system is we can prove Colorado counted accurately." I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Auditors have found the state court administrator's office has been lax in how it spends money. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The state audit released Monday found the office that supports Colorado's judicial department awarded more than $500,000 in buyouts to 9 staffers without the required approvals. The auditor also found discrepancies in purchases made inside the office and that some contracts were awarded without sufficient review. The auditor has a list of recommendations for the state court administrator to tighten its controls inside. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The owners of one of Denver's oldest music venues are closing after 87 years. El Chapultepec was a launchpad for young musicians and a destination for high-profile artists. Saxophonist John Gunther directs the jazz program at the University of Colorado. He says jamming with other musicians at the club was a huge part of his education.
A white kid like me could come from the suburbs into Denver, and here's these older black men opening their stage to young musicians. I look back on that, it's like, wow, what a powerful and beautiful legacy.
The Krantz family, who owns the club, said on Facebook that they do not take lightly the decision to close and that they mourn with the community. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.